stand-in clerk to make sure that Kim finds out. We'd like to re-advertise those. We have two Parks and Recreation positions and three names. So if, with the board's approval, I'd like to appoint Haig Demersion to that term and Kaylee Morali to that term. And we have an Economic Development Committee opening, and I'd like to appoint Brooke Leslie to the Economic Development Committee as well. Brooke has put her name in for Wrangell Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I'd like to appoint her to the Convention and Visitor Bureau if it, the Assembly agrees. Sounds good. We can move on then. Thank you. Yes.
Mr. Mayor, do you want to do a vice mayor appointment?
Oh, yeah, right. I forgot that. Let's do that one. And we will take any nominations for vice mayor at this point.
I move to appoint Councilman Dick.
Gilbert.
Assembly member Gilbert. I'll just say councilman, but you're assembly member.
Right? Second. Assembly member Gilbert, we have a second. Is there any discussion? Do you want to give a stump speech?
Well, if I am chosen, I shall serve.
Any other discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly member Decker.
Yes.
Howell.
Yes.
Gilbert.
Abstain.
Oh. Howell.
Yes.
Mayor Prosecco.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Assembly Member Gilbert. All right.
Bring my hammer.
Moving on to our public hearing. I apologize. This is a little bit convoluted, so I'm going to take a second to move through this diligently. I'm going to declare the public hearing is now open, and I'm going to ask for Economic Development Director Carol Rushmore to speak to the item, please.
Thank you. So the part of our application process is that we have a public hearing for this grant opportunity, and that we offer the opportunity for the public to provide alternative projects. And part of what I need to do right now is explain and make sure everybody understands what the CDBG program actually is. The mission of the program, Community Development Block Grant, is what the CDBG stands for, so it's easier just to reel off the letters. But it's to apply for low and moderate income residents. To be eligible to apply, the community must be considered a low moderate income community, an LMI community. And if you will recall, in the winter of 2017, we performed an income survey of the community. We worked with the state of Alaska to develop a statistically valid survey, and at that, because we had been acknowledged as less than, as not an LMI community, less than. And based off of that survey, we found out we're actually 52.8% LMI, which made us eligible to apply for this program.
May I interject for this moment, please? If your community is not considered, does not reach the LMI threshold, you also may apply for grants for population, grants for projects specific for populations that are considered to meet the LMI standards, and those are persons with disabilities and senior citizens. So ADA upgrades, those sorts of things are would be considered an eligible project for LMI populations.
Correct, yes. So some of the goals basically are to benefit the low moderate income population, public facilities and planning efforts to provide financial resources to help with public safety, health, assist in the creation and retention of jobs, and also to develop, get rid of the blight and slums, and to develop housing programs for LMI as well, or LMI populations. The state's objectives is basically to help communities increase self-sufficiency. And there's all of this is on the website. We public noticed this meeting on the website, on the bulletin boards, the radio, in our public hearing announcements. So all this information is posted on the website if you want more details. So I'm kind of providing an overall summary. But it's also to help improve and construct public facilities, do the design and engineering, help planning for projects that might create jobs or benefit the community. And it's also sort of a partnership program in that it requires local resources as part of the project, meaning there's at least a 25% match to any of the projects. So what you have in your packets are the type of projects, the eligible type of projects. You can do community development. Most of them are public health and safety related, but public facilities, transportation, access to these public facilities, fire protection, equipment is allowable, other equipment is not, and then real property. You can also do planning grants that could help design projects. For example, out at the mill site, if we were to do a planning on how to get the infrastructure in and the developing the dock and those kinds of things. And then special economic development projects that actually create jobs within the community. So staff has put together a series of six projects that we believe would be eligible in some form or fashion under this project. One of them includes fire truck replacement. Like I said, equipment is typically not allowed, however, fire safety equipment is. And as you all are very aware, there's a huge need in upgrading our fire trucks. And then we have the fire department here to provide additional information if you have any questions on that. One of the other projects is the reservoir bypass and dam deficiency improvements. As you know, we are the second worst dam in the state of Alaska. There's some things that we're going to have to be addressing in the next several years. We currently have a grant to look at sort of a bypass to provide water to the water treatment plant from the upper reservoir. But there's some other things that need to be looked at as far as the dam tap and the pipes that go through there and their stability. So there's that project. However, we may not be quite ready to know. There's an alternative analysis that was recently done, but we may not quite be ready to select the exact alternative we're going to move forward with that on.
Let's be clear, we're not ready to select the alternative. It's not we met this morning as staff and we're not ready. So even though that's an important project, we would not be able to get a completed application in time to be able to qualify. So
There's also the mill property acquisition, but again, we're still in negotiations. We don't know the exact cost of that. Also, part of that could be planning documentation. Again, like I mentioned previously, is looking how you're going to get the infrastructure, you're going to redevelop that property, construct the dock, for what is actually necessary by potential partners. One of the other projects is the pool facility improvements, which is estimated at $1.7 million. And while the maximum amount you can apply for under this program is $850,000, so it would not complete that project. So we would have to itemize those types of projects that might be worthwhile. It is probably lower on this list because it's not really dealing with public safety and major health issues. Last year, we applied for the public safety and fire department, the public safety building rehab. We just barely missed the threshold, unfortunately. Part of their comments for that were that they felt the majority of the issues up there were within the court system part of the building, which was not eligible for funding under this project. Only the fire department portion was. And then they didn't feel like it was one of our top priorities within the community. So it could still be something that we could apply for again this year because it is still a definite need, and we're working towards that. And then the water treatment facility construction. We are waiting to hear from EDA again on our $3 million grant application. And if we're not successful on that, we feel like we will be, but if we're not successful on that, this grant still would not be enough money to complete that project. But at this point, we're hoping to find out quickly, soon, next couple of weeks, whether we have received the EDA funding or not.
They're meeting tomorrow.
Yeah. So anyway, those were the six projects that staff came up with. And it's important that the community have an opportunity now to, if there's anybody that has any other ideas.
Or wants to comment on the legitimacy.
If anybody would like to comment, you're welcome to come forward as well.
There will also be an opportunity for the assembly, even though the public hearing is for the public to comment. Once this comes on the floor as an action item, the assembly will be able to discuss this and ask for additional input from any members of the staff they would like.
Is there anything else? Okay.
That statement.
So, seeing that there's no... Sorry? Yeah?
Just have one idea, I guess.
You want to come up to the podium, please?
My name is Caleb. I live on 412 Reed Street. I'm not sure if this would count for applying for the grant, but maybe some, some beautification projects around town. Maybe like all the stores on Front Street, maybe giving them a new paint job or, just kind of modernizing the buildings a little bit, making them look a little better.
Great. Thank you, Caleb. Appreciate it. Anybody else from the public would like to put forward any other ideas? Okay, seeing that there's no one further to speak on the selection for the application of the Community Block Grant, I'll now close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Approve an application for a Community Development Block Grant funds to Alaska Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development for a fire truck.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Assemblymember Decker.
No. This,
oh, sorry. Gilbert. Sorry. Sorry about that, Assemblymember Gilbert. All right, it's discussion. Lisa, do you want to just speak to this a bit, and maybe we can have Chief Dines come up as well and give us some history?
I guess if I were to pick a top project, it would be a fire truck. And the reason I say that is water's the number one priority in the community, but the grant funding that we would get from this is not enough to finish the project. Even though we would have the required match and we have all of the information necessary for the application. And hopefully we'll know shortly before the application is due whether or not we're being funded by EDA. The dam tap and the investigation into the dam, the geotechnical information and the review of the pipes coming out of the upper reservoir, all of that stuff, there's a host of alternatives for the dam tap, but we will not be able to get enough information, namely because we have to have an inspection done of the pipes, and we're having a very difficult time getting anyone to dive on those pipes due to the danger of that situation to the divers, and that's been far more difficult than we ever anticipated. So we won't be able to get that information done in time. The public safety building obviously is still an outstanding issue. We need to get moving on, and we're planning on doing that shortly. We could always use additional funds for that, but we did not get funded last year, and I hate to go through the same exercise again only to not get funded. Fire trucks were funded by those people who got grant funding last year. This community has deferred putting money into a new fire truck for years, and I think since there is a high likelihood that we could get funding for it, and we have already put aside $50,000 of the roughly $112,000 or $110,000 match based on a $450,000 fire truck, my recommendation is that we go with that. Last year when the assembly had a discussion after the public safety building, the next thing in line was the pool building. And so I guess that would be my next recommendation, would be following the fire truck. If you wanted to consider something else, it would be taking a look at the most important items on the list of deficiencies within the Parks and Rec study that was done a couple of years ago, and picking the most important ones out of that. If we were to apply for a significant amount of funding, I guess it would be my recommendation that I'd have to have a conversation with Lee Burgess about this. I believe we have I'm sorry, I didn't look at the code before I came. I think we're able to use the pool funding for pool activities without going to a vote of the people. I think if that money gets moved for something else, if it gets moved out of that fund, it's got to go to a vote. So I need to, in order to get the additional match money without busting into our reserves to get into that money, which is invested in our permanent fund, it would be significant to do that. So right now I'm saying our best bet is to go with a fire truck. And both our representatives from the fire department are here to speak to that tonight if the assembly has any questions.
Jim, do you want to come up and... Both of you is fine.
Tim Bunos, 107 Park Avenue. I'll have to agree with Lisa. I think that a fire truck is much needed. Our newest fire truck is 17 years old. The next one is 20. After that, it's 30 and 35. So you're asking me to put people into burning buildings, you know, with the newest truck at 17 years old or the oldest truck at 35.
The other thing to add to that is we are in part of the ISO, the Insurance Services Organization, does ratings for fire departments and building departments, and the way that they set rates for fire insurance is based on the age of part of that. Their part of their evaluation is based on the age of your equipment, and we are in very we're yep. very close to having all of our equipment being aged out.
Yeah, at least two of them are past their age of really looking at them. One of them doesn't even have a data plate, so that all they can do is carry water as far as they're concerned.
So what that does is it creates a direct impact on homeowners for their fire insurance rates.
Okay, we'll go David first.
We talked about this earlier too, it's a question about the grant. I don't know how much the grant's for.
Maximum amount is $850,000.
Okay.
But you have to have a 25% match.
Okay, so, I mean, we get a new fire truck, and we have one that's 17 years old, and we talked about this earlier quite a few times, I think, about sending one of the trucks out or whatever to get it revamped. Is that something that we could do with this grant, by get a truck and send one out?
You'd have to...
I would say no.
We would probably have to inquire. Normally, when a truck is remanufactured or, you know, rebuilt like that, you're probably looking at a midlife truck, not one that's 30, you know, it's going to be 31 years old on its next birthday.
So the truck that's 17 years old, we don't want to send that one out and get it revamped, or anything. You're thinking about one of the older ones when we talked about that.
Correct.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're going to have to replace the 88 that's, you know, at the substation now.
Right. Okay. All right. That's right.
And the reason I'm saying no, you probably couldn't do both, is because you can only apply for one project. Now, I would ask them that question, but my assumption would be, just based on having talked with them in the past, that would be considered two different projects.
I did actually, I think, ask Carol last year to ask them if we could do fire department improvements and a truck. They said no.
Yeah,
they
said no to that.
Assemblymember Gilbert.
And I know that grant is awarded on a point system, mm-hmm. and you feel fairly certain that we could generate enough points with the fire truck. Do you have any?
It also depends on what else is being applied for. I mean, it's a competitive grant. So.
Right. And there's only $2.6 million available statewide. My question is, where do we get the other $60,000 plus? Do you have that? I did not bring my budget with me.
$60,000 plus for
we have $50,000 that we started. We started last year and continued this year, building up a fund of $25,000 every year, just for a fire truck. And where would we get the other?
So that's something we're going to have to revisit with Mr. Burgess based on our budget. And there will be another, in order to apply for the grant, we have to pass a resolution. So the funding package will be approved as part of that resolution, because the assembly, as part of that, has to, in the sections within the resolution, designate, have funding actually has to be allocated before you, or as you submit the grant application, you can say, if we get the grant, then we'll allocate the money.
Okay.
So we'll come back to you with a full funding package with the resolution if this is what you decide.
Okay. Assemblymember Decker.
Carol, you might know, you mentioned the last application, they thought it wasn't high enough up the community's priority list or something.
One of the responders said that, yeah.
Okay, so this is a different project, but do you think it would be useful to, like, amend our priorities prior to the submitting the resolution? And
I was thinking about that today, because this is the time of year that we do that anyway,
mm-hmm.
so it might not be a bad idea.
Well, I mean, you know,
yeah.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's already high on the list, and
yeah.
It has been there. And I don't know where, I actually, I don't have, I meant to look at that today because I was thinking about that this morning, but I don't, I didn't.
Okay.
What's our top thing on our list right now?
Water. The water plant.
Well, I don't know if I want to replace that as our top thing because it could be number two, yeah. Because otherwise it might affect the other grant you guys are going for. It's not our top. Is that something that could happen?
If you were to look at our federal or state priorities, I don't think the public safety building is on there anywhere. So that if, but, you know, when we talk about fire apparatus, that's just a no-brainer. But I don't think it would hurt for us to update whether it's our state or federal legislative priorities or if we were to do an amendment to an existing plan that we have in place that just says, here's our 2018 update to that, and these are our community priorities.
Well, we're at the end of 2018. Pretty close.
Yeah, well, in preparation for 2019.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I will add, I just pulled up our 2018-2019 SIP, and fire engine replacement is number two.
Okay. So fire replacement was number... Okay. So that was Amber. That fire replacement was number two on our list.
On what list was that?
Our CIP.
Oh, CIP, right, okay.
With water treatment.
Water treatment one. So we're already pretty high up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Does anybody else have any questions for Chief Dines? Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys for being here.
Any other questions, comments from the assembly? Lisa?
I don't have any other comments, Carol.
Okay. Hearing none, we'll go have a poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
DeLong?
Yes.
Mayor Prusnacka?
Yes. Okay, 13A, which was the old 13B. Assemblymember Howell has recused himself from this. So there's a motion, acceptance of the resignation of Borough Assembly from Roland Howell, subject to, there's no subject here.
No.
Okay. Acceptance of the resignation from Borough Assembly from Roland Howell.
Move to accept the resignation from this Borough Assembly member, Roland Howell.
Been moved. Seconded, please.
Second.
It's been seconded. Discussion. No discussion. Poll vote, please.
Assemblymember DeLong?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Prusnacka?
Yes. Item 13B, approve the authorization of a waiver of the requirements of Wrangell Municipal Code Section 3.04.112F1, post-employment restrictions regarding an offer of employment to Assemblymember Roland Howell.
Move to approve authorization of a waiver of the requirements of the WMC Section 3.04.112F1, post-employment restrictions regarding an offer of employment to Assemblymember Roland Howell.
They're moved. We have a second.
Second.
It's been seconded by Assemblymember Gilbert. Discussion. Yes. David.
Okay. I have no problems with offering Assemblymember Roland Howell the job. The job part is not my concern. I know we have a code that says any city assembly member should not have a job, I believe, within 6 months of the period.
That's correct.
We can, I understand that we can, a majority vote, override that. My problem is I don't agree with it. I think that's an old code, and I think the 6 months is not something that we should be messing with. I know that my son can't apply for a job without me stepping down. I know Mayor Prusnacka has had that happen to him. I know Bill Turrett's had that happen to him. And now we are sitting about ready to either approve or disapprove a sitting assembly member as a job. So I have concerns of that. I don't think it's right. I have talked to Mr. Howell about it and told him my concerns. I consider Mr. Howell a friend, but this is not about him being a friend or him about getting this job. This is about our code. So that's all I have to say. I feel that's part of the process as to how we feel about how we're doing things.
Mr. Mayor, if I could just add, the code was changed, the nepotism section of the code with regard to relatives of assembly members was changed. We to brought forward ordinance, and that has been changed significantly. Yep. So relatives of